This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Dolores Handy. Double dip. It sounds like a nice ice cream treat, especially after a hot weekend like this we've just had, but it is not a good thing. There are growing fears the U.S. might be falling back into a double dip recession. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch is here to talk about what's going on nationally and what that means for us in the WBUR listening area. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dolores.
Now, the U.S. economy is supposed to be in recovery right now, and we've been seeing the unemployment rate fall here in Massachusetts. So where's this talk of double dip coming from?
Well, you're seeing pretty prominent national economists, among them Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman. They've been saying those dreaded words more lately because, unfortunately, the recovery that started last year seems to be slowing. Industrial growth is down. Job growth is creeping along. The volatile stock markets reflect a lot of uncertainty, and the housing market has really fallen off since the homebuyer tax credit expired at the end of April. So Nigel Gault, he's an economist at IHS Global Insight in Lexington. To him, that's a sign that this recovery isn't necessarily self-sustaining.
The fiscal stimulus, it helped for a while, but that effect is starting to fade away. And there was less underlying momentum in the economy than we thought.
So that's the fear now. A double dip is what would happen if the economy slips back into a recession after this brief period of positive growth. Now, to be fair, Gault does not think we're headed for one, but IHS Global Insight did have to downgrade its forecast. The U.S. economy is supposed to grow only at a meager 2% rate for the rest of the year.
Just why isn't the recovery stronger?
Well, partly it's those global things you've been hearing about, like the Greek debt crisis that have really affected the financial sector. But it's also underlying how bad and how scary the recession really was for all of us. I mean, typically recoveries are stronger than this one because there's this positive feedback loop. You know, people get more confident, they start spending more, businesses start hiring, and those two things really feed off of each other. It's not happening. Everyone's feeling pretty damaged.
The unemployment rate is still relatively high in Massachusetts, but at least there's been some decent job growth in Massachusetts in the past few months.
Sure.
Can Massachusetts manage to stay afloat even if the rest of the country gets dragged back under?
Yeah, sadly not. I mean, Mass does have a lot going for it in the sense that it's less driven by consumer spending than the rest of the national economy. The state produces a lot of technology and services for businesses, and that's giving it the edge now over other parts of the U.S. But it only goes so far. You still need other states, you need other countries to buy the stuff we make. And if they're not doing well, if they go back under, we'll follow. Michael Goodman is an economic analyst at UMass Dartmouth, and he says Massachusetts is always only going to be marginally better.
This storyline of us doing relatively better than the U.S. is likely to continue, but that doesn't mean it's going to be good times in the future. It's just going to be relatively better times here in the Commonwealth.
In fact, both of these economists, Goodman and Gault, say they don't expect a double dip. They do think the recovery is going to continue at a very weak pace, but they said it's going to be so weak that people are just not ever going to feel like it's a recovery.
Sounds familiar. Thanks, Kurt.
Sure thing.
WBUR's business and technology reporter, Kurt Nickisch.